everyone, and welcome to episode 223 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me fill you in on what you're getting into. 8-Bit Geek is just like E3, okay? You get really hyped leading up to the date. You clear your schedule to fully take in the experience. Your favorite conference starts, and you just let an audible excitement as all the trailers start rolling in. They show a whole bunch of old games that you think, okay, well, this is all right, you know, but you know, let's get to the good stuff now. Then they show nothing but streamer and esports figures that you know nothing about, and you think, well, it has to get better than this. And then they announce paid mods, and you start losing your shit just before they hit you with the one game you've been waiting for. Kind of end up walking away confused, underwhelmed, but you'll come back because of hope, right? I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who've been underwhelming from the start.
Doug!
Totally, Kevin! Ain't no lying there. That is keeping it 100.
Well, that's what we tell everybody. Well, we told that to a lot of people when they came down to see us at the con.
Yeah. It was definitely, hey, we're really excited that you're, like, the people that came to see us, like, hey, we're really excited that you're coming to see us. You're going to be disappointed. So
we apologized all weekend.
Hey, sorry that we're boring old fucks.
We sit on our porch and just scream at the kids at in the lawn.
Yeah.
No, that was that weird dude that was yelling at people during his karaoke sesh outside the Comic-Con.
Ah, yeah, You're right. My bad.
He kept singing songs I never even heard of. Nothing. It was something about Jesus and like God, you should repent or something like that. I didn't recognize any of those songs.
Well, they're on the top 40, so I don't know why he didn't.
Worst karaoke ever.
Did you guys have a good E3? Everybody enjoy it? We'll get deep into it, but I just wanted to see if you guys enjoyed yourselves this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were there. We were all there, man. It was pretty badass, man. We covered most of it. I think the only one we didn't cover as a group was Bethesda.
Yeah. And of course, tomorrow is Nintendo.
Yeah, we didn't do Ubisoft today.
Oh, yeah, because we all were working.
Yeah. So we streamed it. It was a good time. It was all right.
Yeah. Ubisoft is a really good one too, by the way.
If you want to get a little bit of content with us, you can always subscribe to us on Audioboom. They provide us with all of our bandwidth. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course Twitch. Every Monday night we record live. Tonight we're coming at you a little bit late because we did watch the Sony conference, which is And then we're also on Discord if you want to chat with us all week long, and you could do that. We have a couple other shows that you might want to check out. We have 8-Bit Legends, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, 8-Bit Saga, and Garbage Day. And if you like this show, you may like some others. And if you don't like this show, you may like theirs. Who knows? You can also support us on Patreon. And a little bit, you know, we switched things up last week with our Patreon.
Yeah, we actually probably need to talk about that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Things have changed.
Things have changed for the better. Doug, while I'm giving this a little intro, if you could pull up your little sheet or the Patreon page and go through, we can go through the rewards.
I will do that now. So you do your thing.
As I mentioned before, and talking slower so Doug can pull it up, we're offering a private Discord channel for all of our Patreons if you subscribe there. Along with a lot of cool stuff, we decided to change it up because of the fact that we felt like people were getting a little confused with the way that we were taking money every episode. So we switched it to a monthly basis now. So all you have to do is if you want to give $5 a month, you can. If you want to give $1 or $25, whatever you want to give to help the cause, you can give that now. And you know that that's going to hit that month.
Yes.
Do you want to also go through what how the new layout of the rewards? Rewards. We can do that real quick if you want.
Okay, so we'll let Doug take it over, and he's going to explain what has changed. But we do want to say that we've changed it for the better, and more content is coming to all of our members because we definitely want to give back to the people who are given to us.
All right, so like I said, we're now doing monthly instead of per episode. So if you already are a Patreon and you have not updated your stuff yet, make sure that you do, even if you keep your totals the same, just make sure that you tell it, because if you're doing $1 an episode with like a max of like $5, so you're normally getting charged about $4 a month. Right now, it's only charging you $1 per month. Like, it doesn't take your max into consideration. So if you're doing $10, you're only getting charged $10, you're not getting charged $40, and so on, if you have, like, your max cap or whatever. So just make sure that you go change that if you want. If not, fuck it. Just keep it whatever it is. And we'll be fine. Like, it's whatever. So for right now, for $1 a month, you get a special thank you, which we'll go through that here in a second. And then it's $1 plus. So, like, every time I read something off, like, you get everything from the tier below. So it, like, piles up. For $5, you get extended shows. You get the extended episodes, the pre and post show of the podcast, as well as all the bonus content, like the Hot Pepper Challenge, the Ghost Pepper Challenge that we did in Alamo City, the interview with DMC, anything like that that is an exclusive, the Kevisode for 8-Bit Saga, all that will be towards the $5 and up. So that's a good fucking deal. For $25, we will play a co-op game with you for that month, or for every month. Right, so you we'll send you a form, and we're working on that right now. So those who are already doing that, you should get it soon. And you you say when you're available, like, what nights are you available, or weekends or whatever. Is there one person you want to play with more than anyone else? Because if we can swing it, we'll do all three. If we can't because of schedules, then who do you want to play with the most? And then also, like, what games do you have that we may also have that we can co-op something with you? For $50 is the 8-Bit Street Team. This one is a little more complicated in a way, I feel, just because of how it works. The first month that you are a $50 a month patron, we will send you a box with flyers and stickers and, like, a t-shirt, and it's the 8-Bit Geek Street Team. You know, this is for you to pass out flyers and pass out stickers and get the word out about 8-Bit Geek. You know, go to conventions and pass things out, wear the shirt, stuff like that. So it's $50 a month. Every month that you continue, like, so if you continue doing it and then we get to October and we're doing 8-Bit Horror Fest, we're going to send you an 8-Bit Horror Fest t-shirt. You're just going to get one. You're going to get an 8-Bit Christmas one or Xmas or whatever. And then if we do something this summer, you'll get one for that as well. And then if you go to a convention and you pass out all your flyers, you let us know, we'll send you another box full of flyers. Because you're obviously doing a damn good job with the other one. So, and that's how that works. So it's just $50 every month. And, like, you get shirts throughout the year. You get flyers and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Any special edition and, shirt that we make.
And then we do have a $100 option that we'll launch it soon. And it's going to be badass. And we'll see. It's going to be awesome, though.
I think it's a really cool idea what we're going to do. And I can't wait to unveil it. Yeah. We may hold an 8-Bit Geek conference just to unveil the $100 option.
Yeah, we'll play some trailers to video games that have nothing to do with anything. And
we're going to have a dude come out with no neck, and he's going to be like...
We'll have a guy come out with no neck, but then we'll have another, like, a taller guy with glasses and a turtleneck. And, like,
and a gold chain.
Jeans and white sneakers.
No, you got to do the technique, like every other dev, you have to come out in a blazer and a t-shirt underneath.
And then we'll have people hanging from the rafters who stopped being patrons.
So those are the tiers right now. And again, you can be any dollar amount in between. So it doesn't have to be exactly $5. It doesn't have to be exactly $25. You know, it could be $30. It could be $40, and so on. Or it could be $2. You know what I mean? Like, it could be anywhere, any number amount, just as long as it's in one of those things. That's kind of it right now. We have the $100 that's coming soon. So thank you to everyone who is a patron so far. And we want to thank you guys right now. If it would load, I tabbed out. So now it's not. Okay. Oh, for our patrons, we've got Jen and Christopher and I'm not going to say this right. Mobet. How do you say that, Kev?
Mobete.
Sure. Mobete. That's a classic. Curtis. Dev, Jim, Aaron, Simon, Eric, Amanda, Leonard, Lost Boy, Justin, Lens, Marty, Touchbag, Caleb, Jesse, Rain, David, the Lonely Trainers Pokemon Gang,
yay!
Josh, do we have Amanda? We have two Amandas here. Amanda, nice. You may want to go check that shit out real quick. Make sure you don't have it twice, or leave it.
Or leave it.
Yes. Amanda, Kyle, Lauren, Delure, Marty, Rob, Keith, Jundar, Timo, Link, Ross, Michael, Ed, Ryan, and Brutal Moose.
I just wanted, yeah. All I could think of is in the middle of you reading all of those was SpongeBob. 6 hours later.
Yeah, there's so many of you guys now.
It's so awesome, though. I mean, we really appreciate it. I mean, we appreciate the support. Obviously, I mean, we'd still be doing this without it, but it'd be a lot harder for us.
True that. True that. All right, let's get to the dirt. Let's get to the meat and the dirt of the show called Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the Misconnection section of Craigslist and read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
So, a remix started playing, and it just kept going, dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, uh-oh, that's bad.
Remix! Executive produced by Jay-Z.
This episode is executive produced by Jay-Z.
There's our title right there, see?
It's just, yeah, you said that like 4 times. Do you not know any other producers?
No. Well, it's a play because NBA 2K, what, 15 or 16 was executive produced by Jay-Z just because he curated the soundtrack. So that was my joke.
Sure.
That's the joke.
Sure.
Kev, I believe in you. You keep using it, buddy.
I'm going to keep doing it.
You do.
6 years later.
Yeah.
All right. Where's Sean Pennis? Bring that motherfucker into the room.
Whoa.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's up, Sean? Welcome back, man.
What's up?
Oh, not much. Just got back on my flight from Los Angeles.
Yeah, what'd you go there
what
for?
What were you doing out there, man?
Oh, I went to the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
You know, and it's starting tomorrow, right?
Well, I went to the panels this weekend. I went and saw. Let's see, I made it to the EA one.
Okay.
And then I went to the Microsoft one. That was all fun. Right. And then I went to the Bethesda one. And, well, let's just say they kicked me out.
For what?
Well, they kept showing Skyrim stuff, and I went, fuck you!
I thought I heard you in the crowd.
This, seriously? Again? and the people were like, Sean, shush. They didn't know my name, but they saw one of my badge, I guess, and they're like, shush, Sean.
What'd they say?
This is a live stream. You gotta be quiet. You can't just yell that out in the middle of a stream. I said, go fuck yourself. Boo! Your game sucks! The only reason this game is slightly entertaining is because of Polygon and their Touch the Skyrim series. But this sucks! Oh, look at that. It's the fucking amiibo. Shove it up your ass, you piece of shit. So, needless to say, I was promptly escorted out of the building and removed.
I guess that's
so I wasn't supposed to be here tonight, but I made it back.
Yeah, I guess that's, I was about to say, that's. I guess that's why you made it back.
You know what, Sean? Their loss is our gain. I'm just going to say that.
That's right.
What do you got for us, man?
Oh, this week goes out to Samantha, who likes Gatorades and Doritos and herb. I'm talking about that good 420, 420, smoke it, blaze it. Good herb. You know what I'm talking about, guys?
Talking
about that jazz lettuce.
Well, you know, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, just making sure. Yeah. Jazz cigarettes and demon. Was it Saint and Demon lettuce? I don't remember. Blaze it up. Anyways, this is in Pasadena, so this is while I was out in California. Cute, you know it. I don't know why that's the thing. Skills. I've got them sweet nunchuck skills. Them bow hunting skills. Okay, let's be honest. I may have been exaggerating a little bit. I went and I tried the demo for Skyrim on the Switch, and I was really good at the thing you do with the two controllers. Drawing skills. Again, a little bit of an over-exaggeration, just really good at drawing dicks, etc. Witty? Incredibly.
That's confirmed.
My age is 22.
No. You don't even look 22.
Mm-mm. Prove that I'm not.
You look old as fuck.
Hi, Samantha. I didn't realize how attractive you were. Sorry, I should read this how I wrote it.
Yeah, you really should.
I didn't realize how attractive you were until I stopped to let you grab some snacks at 7-Eleven. I thought you were super cute and friendly, the kind of person I'd like to chill with over a few drinks or some of that good 420 herb. I meant to ask if you wanted to hang out after I dropped you off and smoke two joints before we... And then smoke two more.
Yes!
420 blaze it. Lol, but I wasn't expecting you to tip me, and I got distracted and forgot. It was only after I was a couple blocks away that I remembered I was going to see if you wanted to smoke. But by then you were inside and it was too late. I also wasn't sure if you would be down, although you seemed cool. If you see this, you'll know it's you. You told me you left your car keys in another ride by accident, and I was hoping you'd leave something in mine on purpose. Ha ha. More about you. You're 22.
The fucking pause. Okay, sorry.
More about you. You're 22, just like me. You love Doritos and Gatorade. I prefer Cheetos, but this is something we can work through. You hate working at a bar, and you want to be your own boss. If you see this and you're down for a random encounter, I've got lots more advice if you want to chat. Or we could just smoke until our inhibitions are sufficiently lowered enough to have a mildly crazy time. Winky face. I'm only a little bit crazy, but the good kind. Yours truly, and that Kush Heaven we so love. We're 2420 plays it. Sean Pennis.
That was a good one, Sean.
Yeah, that was... Except for the part where you said you're 22, because you're really not. Did he leave?
He must have.
Yeah, he just... wow.
Yeah, I heard what you said. He handed me back the headphones and walked away. He's just sulking now.
Hi, guys.
Who's next? Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
Well, there's a random lull there.
Oh.
Hey, to our listeners at home, that was weird. We're sorry.
Okay. I'm just going to go in this with confidence. I got that's the only way I could do it.
You're always full of it.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is this thing on?
It's on. Yes, it's definitely on.
Well, how you guys doing?
You know, here.
That's right. Cool. Want to run down a couple things first. My name's Philip. My friends call me Phil. You can call me Big John.
What?
Well, I'm on this telephone with you. I'm looking for some... You know, women or something. I'm telling you about it, I guess, but just Skyping you fine looking peaches from the hills of Montana. So, that's it. Not much of a talker, but I am a ladies' man, so that's why I'm here.
All right.
That's why I'm here. By the way, you guys look like men. Where are all those beards?
Thank you.
You sound like little boys,
though. Big John?
Mm-hmm. City slickers. City yeah. Slickers with beards.
Yep, that's us.
Yep. Thinking y'all men now. I'm a man.
Okay, thanks for sharing.
You ever wrestle a bear with your bare hands while making love on a bed of nails?
Yes, every weekend.
Don't think so. All right. Before I get started, I wanted to thank you and just tell you a little bit about me. And in case any of the ladies call in, just tell you. I make my own cologne.
Oh.
Out of gunpowder and my own piss.
Oh.
Nothing okay. attracts the ladies more, just to let you know.
Okay.
Haven't paid taxes in 14 years. And I chop trees for a living. I've collected a few jokes about trees throughout the year. I'd like to share them with you now. Here's one about the internet. How do trees access the internet?
What the fuck?
They log on.
Log? I see what you did there.
Yeah. Let's see here. What did the tree do to the bank when it closed? It started its own branch.
God damn it.
Okay, I got one more, and then I'm going to read this misconnection here. Why did the pine tree get in trouble? It was being naughty. All right, that's enough of that.
I'm out of here.
For the listeners at home, I'm just sitting here silently shaking my head at Jer.
We are all silently.
I think that's why he started laughing that last one. I think he finally looked at me.
All right, this goes out to the mini Asian girl from years ago. Mail for woman from Terminal Island. I was in Los Angeles when we met. We had sex on my boat. We dated. I moved to Hawaii, lost contact with you. I miss you, and I've searched for you. So, that's it. Big John. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
No problem. Okay, we'll see you next time.
Don't come back. Oh, hey, guys. Is he gone?
I hope so.
I think a lot of our audience is going to like Big John.
He's.
Oh, no.
I didn't sound like he went through
the window. Let's turn to the chat.
No, you Ed have says, you have
he's the only one laughing.
That's from Ed, and you know Ed just mimics you. So
Amanda is a jerk. Says, why are they always so uncomfortable and awkward?
Well, she also mimics you, so that's not fair.
This is a classic. Also says, "Lol, Kev."
In response to him saying, "Is he gone?"
Yeah.
I liked him. I put a lot of time. I put a lot of time into that.
Clearly, very obvious.
I wrote a whole thing about it, and I
know you read it.
Yeah. I wish you guys were more supportive. That shit was good. I mean, he makes his own cologne out of gunpowder and piss.
Yeah, I thought I smelled something coming in here. It smelled like pine and pine trees and ass.
Yeah, it's just this. Ratty says it's like a man you don't really want to meet. Gonzo says, would hate to be caught in the woods with Phil.
Yeah, that's just somebody that you don't want to run into in a dark alley.
Yeah, Ratty says,
light alley.
Bad jokes and most likely a serial killer.
You just don't want to run into him at all, really.
As a classic says, I'm a trucker and I don't sound like that.
Well, I wasn't a trucker. I chopped trees. That's clearly what his job was.
Well, all right.
So,
can I do my thing now?
Yeah,
I'm on a tight budget. I got stuff to do. Please, can I do my thing though? But can I do my thing?
Do it.
All right, check this out.
Damn.
I got a question for all of y'all in the chat room, in this room, all over the internet, all over the worlds. I just want to know, what would you do for $600? But I want you all to answer that question in your head. But for me, I'm just seeking females 18 to 33, if you know what I mean. Now, this is a male for women. Once again, seeking females 18 to 33. So everybody, what would you do for $600? If you fall in between 18 and 33 and you happen to have a vagina, Holla at your boy. What would you do for $600? Seek an attractive female for a project. Oh yeah, scratch that before. So think about it. If you find yourself being attractive and a female and 18 to 33, holla at your boy. If you're not, go on about your business. It's all good. Now, I want you to send a pic attached with a phone number. Or you can send a phone number attached with a pic. Either way, doesn't matter. Vice versa, whatever order you into, whatever kinky stuff. Tell us a bit what you would do for $600. You know, us. Me, myself, and I. Burp, 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 burp. Little De La Soul for that ass. So, that's all I got for y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful week. Go out and support my new South Park game, Fractured Butthole. Velvet Jones, baby. Conversations.
Yeah, I saw you type it. I saw you make additions to the notes.
I'm a fool, but I ain't stupid.
Well, you fooled us. All right. This week, we don't have any show notes for any movies or anything like that because it's all...
Who the fuck knows how... What anything's The Mummy came out and it sucks, apparently.
Yeah, that's all I heard.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because this week is all about that E3. It's all about gaming. If you don't want to hear about that shit, turn it off now.
And there goes our listener base. They just came for the misconnections anyway.
Okay, so we'll start off. We'll start off with what we thought overall of E3. I thought this year there wasn't a lot of new games that were shown off. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of rehash from what we saw last year.
Yeah, not a lot of hype going into it either. This has been kind of a weird year for E3. It just kind of came, and it was like, all right, cool. Hey, by the way, we're here. Okay, cool. See you later. It was nothing really that made an impact.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. Like, there wasn't that many, like, holy shit moments.
Yeah.
So, we'll start. Doug, do you feel the same?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll start with the first conference that we watched, which was EA Games. Was there anything that stood out to you guys? Okay. A Way Out was
Battlefront.
I was waiting for Doug. Yeah, fuck. I thought you said.
Well, I was taking a drink, but I was also waiting for Kev. Battlefront.
He's going to keep asking you questions while you're drinking.
Doug, what'd you think of Anthem?
What?
God all right. Damn it. There's going to be so much dead air in this episode.
Yeah.
So Anthem was a big surprise to me. That was we only saw a glimpse of it at EA, but then we saw a big reveal at Xbox.
And that's Microsoft's, very close to being one of the holy shit moments of the entire weekend.
Definitely.
Far. Or like E3 so far, yeah.
I feel the same way. Yeah, that was pretty damn good. A Way Out was a co-op Prison Break type game. That was a big surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
from the... From the Two Brothers game, right? Or was it called Brothers or Two Brothers?
It was called Brothers. Yeah. And then something subtitle.
A Tale of Two Sons.
A Tale of Two Sons, yeah.
Which is interesting because, okay, they said it was going to be local co-op. And I know that there's some people that immediately were like, but I don't play games with my friends in my house.
Mike looked it up a little bit later. And he texted me and said that there is online co-op as well.
Okay.
Okay. That's
good. Are they still going to split the screen, though?
No idea.
No, they. Right? I mean, they probably wouldn't even, like, you know, when you play co-op games like, say, Diablo, they don't split the screen.
But I feel like you'd have to in this game because I feel like that's how the story is told. And that, like, I don't know how much single player there can be because it's all about, like, setting things up and, like, one person does something so the other person can do it. So you kind of have to see what your other player is doing. It's like a game that you need the screen peek sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, because it's like they showed on the left-hand side, one guy was going through some CGI, and the guy on the right actually was controlling something. So I think maybe it would be split screen, which isn't I don't know, maybe it's not a huge deal. Maybe they do it so that way it's, you know, kind of cohesive and it looks nice. I don't know.
But. Yeah, that was just a thing. I was just like, man, you guys went with the vertical split screen and then split screen and then local co-op. So it was just like, man, that's a weird choice to make in 2017 because people don't like either of those things. So we'll see. It did look interesting, though, as like a concept. I did like, I think it was an interesting.
I think I'd play. I think I'd play through it for the right price.
So. What, free?
I'd give it. I'd throw like $20 at it.
I was gonna say that's a $20 game to me. So.
Do you guys want to go by show or just overall what we're impressed by?
Show by show.
We'll go show by show, man.
That's how our notes are laid.
So that was EA, and then of course they showed off their sports titles. So they're bringing back. They're bringing back story mode to FIFA, but they're also introducing it to Madden. And this is the first year that Madden will also have the Frostbite engine. So both Doug and Kevin just yawned as I mentioned Madden.
Well, yeah, I mean,
So
I'm a Bears fan.
I'm excited about
football anymore.
And then they also showed Live 18. Boo. No one cares.
Yeah.
Which is still funny that they're still making NBA Live, seeing as no one cares and no one buys that game.
And then it came to the game time. They showed off the game Anthem, which if it can hold up to what it showed, if it can actually be what it looks like, then I mean, that will probably be a game that I instantly buy and play for a long time.
And what was cool about it is that, like, because it seemed like when we saw more of it later. During the Xbox or Microsoft panel, I guess, like just the ability just to jump in on a friend's game, which is like, I love that, especially for like Borderlands and stuff. Cause Caleb and I play a lot of that. And so just the ability just to log in and just join their fight or whatever is cool to me. Cause like that makes it, you know, cause you see them like the characters out doing, I guess their single player stuff. And then like three friends drop in. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And that looked fucking badass. So I'm down.
It looked like it looked a lot like just an Iron Man game without Iron Man in it. Like you got shoulder rockets and you're flying around everywhere. And it looks badass. So, and it's on the same. So it's a game that is what are they calling it now? A services game, something, a live services game where it's kind of like Destiny and the Division, where you're always, you know, going online with friends and it's an open world environment and kind of stuff like that. Instances, kind of like a mini MMO, and I'm okay with it. I think that if they could pull it off, it could be a lot better than, dare I say, Destiny. It looks like, I mean, you know, maybe that's too early to say, but fuck, looks cool. And then the big daddy of them all, Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I can't wait. They showed some like gameplay footage. They like actually did like a whole fucking round, you know, like a whole match or whatever. Not like, here, we're just going to jump through. It was like, hey, we've got like 30 people over there that are playing on the two sides and stuff. So we're going to jump back and forth between different people. And even though it was like kind of like did it say pre-alpha or alpha build or something?
Pre-alpha.
Pre-alpha looked beautiful as shit. Mm-hmm. Like, holy crap. But it was they're fighting on Theed, and it was the clone troopers versus the droid army, the separatist, and that was really fucking cool. It looked so good. And getting to see both sides of the fight, like getting to play as droids, and then also when they brought in the heroes and Darth Maul showed up, like the crowd went crazy because it was just Darth Maul getting to do some really sick shit. I think my only problem was it looked like some of the heroes were overpowered because by the end there was like every fucking hero ever in the game was in there all fighting each other. It was pretty ridiculous. But you got to see Rey and all that stuff. Although I feel like they may have spoiled Rey.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's all playsetter. Maybe it's all playsetter stuff, you know?
I mean, we know she's a character that's unlockable. They announced that at Celebration because she's a pre-order.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if they why would they spoil it then?
Well, just I mean, because what version of Rey are you getting? We're clearly in this one. She has a lightsaber and she's force jumping around and she can mind trick people. Yeah. Does that? I mean, like that feels like something like maybe that might come into play later in the movie that we haven't fucking seen yet.
Well, I mean, we kind of know that. I mean, she's pretty powerful already in the trailer from what we saw. I'm not too worried about it.
Whatever. Whatever.
It did look really good. I love the little scene with the stormtroopers coming out, and it's like, oh, it's all clear out here. And then Darth Maul like swipes through. And they're like, no, it's not clear. It's not clear.
Yeah. And then I think they announced that all the DLC for this game is free.
Yeah, they pulled the Titanfall.
Which, fuck yes.
Like, good on you, EA.
Yeah. So it's got a one player like campaign. It's got the multiplayer stuff. It covers all three eras of Star Wars, so far. And then just the storyline connects episode 6 to episode 7. That's bonkers. That's awesome. So
there's a lot of content. I think that they listen to the fans a lot, and they're actually trying to make up for what they pulled in Battlefront 1. So
yeah. I'm excited. And again, it looked gorgeous, just that one thing. And real quick, what was it, Forza? What racing game did we see and we were like, holy shit, that's gorgeous?
It was Forza.
Forza.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, because there was one around that same time.
Oh, they did Need for Speed.
I don't give a shit about. I think it was Forza. Was that the one that we saw?
From Microsoft that was running at 4K.
That was the one, yeah, 4K, 60 frames, also had, like, the great rain effects.
The great rain effect, yeah, with, like, and then, like, the storm broke and, like, the sun came out and it was, like, the reflect. That looked fucking amazing. But I don't care about racing games, but I just remember being really impressed with how that looked.
Yeah.
That will bring us into Microsoft. Microsoft went ahead and announced their Xbox One X... Dumbest name ever for $4.99.
Or edgiest name because you got X's on each end.
Yeah,
and right in the middle.
Everyone made fun of that shit. They were like, username already taken. So they had to add an X.
Yeah. One of my favorites was I posted out to that. I was like, yeah, nothing edgier than putting X in X at the beginning and end of your name. And one of my friends chimed in. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't get the joke. And his name is X Botulism X.
Who didn't do that? I remember when the original Xbox came out and I had to do that. And I was like, I'll just use X's. It'll look cool. It was X Anthem X.
Yeah, that was the only way to do it, to get around with, like, if your name was already taken. Mm-hmm. Just add an X.
No. That is funny.
I'm okay with the price. I think that's a decent price for what they're offering. The only thing is, I mean, that's going to be for your core audience when you're really looking at somebody who is going to be purchasing one of these.
The second you said that, Paul came in the chat, said the price point is going to hurt it.
I mean, it's not, because you have an Xbox One already that's $200 by the time that this releases.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're going to play the same games on it, and anybody who doesn't have a 4K TV or isn't planning to upgrade already has an Xbox. They can buy one. This is for the people who really want that to go the extra mile. And let's remember that this will be $400 in a year's time. And in a year's time, a lot more people would have 4K TVs as well. So yes, it's a pretty pricey investment. You're looking at over $1,000 right now if you're planning on upgrading to the Xbox.
Yeah, if you don't already have the TV also.
Right. Think about it this way too, though. Black Friday this year, there's going to be a ton of 4K TVs for pretty cheap.
Well,
that's going to be the first start. And so, like, them releasing this in November is perfect timing, really, for them, because there's going to be a lot more 4K TVs out there in the wild.
And right now, 4K TVs are under $1,000. You can pick up a 48-inch TV for under a grand. So, I mean, for $500-$600, you pick up a 4K TV. So the cost is coming down. It is going to be pricey to jump into, but at some point, everybody will have a 4K TV. And so I don't think they're banking on this one selling a ton of consoles. I think that they are planning on it selling enough for them to justify the price and for them to keep producing it, and then for it to keep coming down in price as well over time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
The chat's just a lot of going on. People are saying, like, oh, I know I have a number of friends that are going to be switching. I'm planning on switching. And then I'm also planning on getting like a PS4 Pro, but at some point, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's hard to see if it will affect them because it'll have I'm guessing it still has a 4K Blu-ray player in it. I'm guessing the S does. So I'm sure the will.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sony doesn't. It has native 4K. It has, like, all the stuff that makes it... Because, yeah, you can go, oh, I'm going to do that on my PC, but then you're still going to go buy a $500, $600 graphics card. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah. I mean, yeah, you, a lot of the stuff is the, you know, the play anywhere, Xbox Play Anywhere. So yeah, you can buy your stuff and play it on either. But at the same time, like, I mean, I think I'd rather play a game on the Xbox than the Xbox store on my computer.
Yeah. I looked at the pricing for upgrading my system to make it 4K, and it's going to this is like another $800 because the monitor is $300 for a 4K monitor, and then the card is another $400. So
yeah, I've got the card. I just need the monitor, but I don't want to. It's like I don't fucking want to spend that.
Well, just wait again. Like you were saying, just wait till Black Friday. Like
yeah.
That's another. Well, I don't even know what 5 months away.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's coming out between now and then that needs to be the killer app to play in 4K. Really, right. There's nothing
until afterwards. You know, like, yeah. It's about that time and after that all the stuff. So I don't know. Because I'm with you, Jer. Like I'll have to buy a new TV. I don't have a 4K TV. Right. I guess you don't have to, but you want to because that's the whole fucking point of getting it.
Exactly. So either side of the fence, whether you're a PC player saying that you could just get it on your PC, or if you're an Xbox One X purchaser, I think Paul is getting to a good point here. They're going to be the same audience because you're going to have to spend the same amount of money. You're still looking at $800 to $1,000 to get 4K gaming either way you go. So
yeah. Well, he's asking, is it the same audience? And I feel that like the people who are buying, I don't know, it's tough because right now their draw is the Play Anywhere thing. I feel like the fact that, oh, I can play it on my PC and I can play it on my Xbox. Mm-hmm. Like that's kind of like that. But at the same time, I feel like that may be hurting them more than their price point, because the reason why people go to PlayStation is because PlayStation makes incredible, like exclusive content, like the titles just for them that aren't on PC. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so Xbox doesn't have that per se. Really, they do have a couple, but they don't have that anymore with their Play Anywhere thing.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to hurt them. If someone already has a computer that can do it, they're not going to buy the system, but they're still going to buy their games.
But they don't. They don't have that killer app at all. Like you look at what they came out with the E3, and you would think that at least one title would have been that one that went, "Fuck, I need to buy this."
Well, that's the thing is that they named some 22 some launch exclusives, so stuff that will be launching with them first and foremost, and then we'll go to other games or other systems. Now, I think their killer app is that it's native 4K versus. Mm-hmm. Something else, and we were talking like, oh, they're not gonna spend a lot of time making it different and stuff, but they might, because like they're gonna put a game that can, or a console that can actually push 4K.
Yeah, but you still look at
that. They're gonna spend the time making that game for that, and then they're gonna spend a little more time dumbing it down for the pro.
I see. That's where I guess I can't. I don't see it the same way because of the fact that I forget the exact numbers. Somebody will have to look it up. But the PS4 install base is somewhere around 60 million, and the install base for Microsoft One is at 22 million. And so that makes a huge difference to a developer that says, well, where am I going to spend my resources? Am I going to do it on the 22 million that and then the small percentage that just upgraded to this 4K system, or am I still going to put it towards the PS4? So I think each first party studio will put a ton of money into the 4K and making it the best that they possibly can. But I think that still third party developers, unless Microsoft goes out there and pays them extra money to do it, I think that they kind of, it's going to be just about the same when it comes to the third party.
Yeah.
So, but Microsoft has paid a lot of money to third parties before to do exclusive stuff. So, I mean, that's a huge possibility. They have the money to do it. So they very well could. And another good selling point about the Microsoft system is that they're going to have 30 back catalog games that are already in 4K and that are running with more power and run smoother and stuff like that, to where Sony only has like 5 or 6 games right now that are running on the Pro with the Pro enhancements. So
in true 4K, not checkerboard, not anything like that, right?
Yeah. And so that's the leg up on Microsoft, and they made that happen with the 30 games, and obviously they worked with developers to make that happen. And so I think, I mean, there's always a possibility. So, but they did come out with some pretty cool looking games. They had Metro, Exodus, and that looked a lot of fun. Looked like a lot of fun. I played the first two. They're fantastic storylines. If you guys ever haven't played them, I highly suggest they do. They just released the HD versions of the games, and those are great storylines. Those are great. And then the Doug, Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
Orgies. Yes. Who changed that?
Not I.
Kevin.
What? What are you looking forward to? Can you say that again?
You put it in there. Assassin's Creed Orgies.
Well, I mean, it was Egypt.
What other games are you guys looking forward to that impressed you at all?
From Microsoft?
Yeah.
Man, for me, I was, once again, Cuphead finally got a date for the third year in a row.
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves is a good one. Yeah, because Doug was all over that one. For me, Anthem, still, like, seeing that more in-depth look at Anthem really got me excited for it. Mm. It seems like that's really what BioWare was working on and not Mass Effect.
For real.
So, yeah, that's, you know what, honestly, and, you know, we're going to get to Sony, but I think Microsoft had the better of the two. I mean, I'm just saying that right now. And this is coming from, you know, Mr. Cup over here, Sony fanboy. I really think that Microsoft put on a hell of a show this year, especially with their backwards compatibility talk, too. I mean,
yeah, that was great.
They're really trying to win people back, and it's working.
I mean, we talked about this. I mean, now, you know, you're like, oh, look at this cool 4K system. Let's go back in time and play some really shitty games. I've said this about PlayStation 2. It's like, PlayStation is at least they've not just them, but they've released like re-releases of games with like upped graphics and stuff that look great. Like the Uncharted series, they had that like that version that was redone. And then, you know, I guess Microsoft said Halo and stuff. So there's a part of me that wishes they would do more of that. Like, go take these classic games and like upconvert them, like truly, like Red Dead, and not just backwards compatible.
Yeah.
Because I would buy that game again because I love it so much.
We all would, yeah.
And that goes for a lot of the Xbox original games. It's cool that I can play them. I don't think I have any. I mean, I guess you go buy them through their store. But I feel like they would need something, you know? Like, otherwise, it's like, why am I playing this? I feel that way when I play, like, Dark Forces and stuff on my computer. It's a fun game. I grew up playing it. I still love it. It looks like garbage. It looks like fucking garbage.
And it sucks because you have such good memories of it, but then you go back to revisit it, and you're like, ooh, this is not pretty.
A coworker and I were talking recently about, I forget which game it was. It was one that was, like, reskinned and stuff. Like, they did the upconversion of it. And I remember it may have been, like, Day of the Tentacle. We weren't necessarily talking about this game, but I used it as an example. I was playing it, and I was like, I don't... Like, okay, yeah, this looks good, but, I mean, this is what my memory tells me. This is what I remember playing. Okay, so I can switch graphics back to the original, like, by hitting Y. Let me hit Y. Oh, God. man, that looks terrible. Not terrible, but, you know, like, very, the 8, kind of, not 8-bit, but, you know, that very bit look to it. And then you go to the new one, and it's, like, the more drawn looking, you know, it looks very nice and clean. I was just like, oh, God. Because you play these old games, and, like, I felt the same with The Fable Remastered, where it was like, oh, this looks so good. But, like, this is exactly what I remember playing. Like, I don't remember this being any different. And then you switch back to the classic graphics, and you're like, ah!
I mean, perfect example still, Final Fantasy VII. When it first came out, you're like, this looks unbelievable! And you play it now, and you're like, this hurts my eyes!
I will say, when they did the Halo Anniversary Edition with the...
Halo, that was great. Yeah.
Halo 1. Yeah, again, kind of the same thing. Like, okay, I'm going to go back and forth. Went back to Halo 1. And there's a part where you get on a jump ship and you're up there, and, like, all of a sudden you're fighting, like three waves of the Covenant. And they're the guys that are invisible. And in the new version, you cannot fucking see them because they are so goddamn invisible. And then, like, so you switch to the classic one, you could see the sword. And you could see them better in the classic because of just the graphics. Just they were so shitty, they had to, like, make sure you could see them so you actually could know where they were. But the new one, it was like, oh, fuck it. And I would intentionally switch back to the shitty graphics to fight those guys so I could actually see where the fuck they were. Because even their swords would go invisible and you couldn't fucking see them. It's like Predator. Just suddenly there's just a ripple in the air in front of you. And you're like, well, I'm dead now.
And once again, when Halo first came out, you're like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I think the only graphics that truly hold up and like bring you back and make you feel good are the 8-bit and the 16-bit graphics. Like those ones are still, you could always go back like the and
pixel.
Just be like,
yeah, pixel based.
Yeah, anything pixel based. So
pixel ages way better than polygons, as we've seen. But it's funny because in 10 years, we're going to be like, man, Uncharted looked like shit compared to the stuff today.
Shit, you go back to Uncharted 1 and it looks like shit compared to everything today.
Not the remix, though.
No, but
really
the original.
Good.
If you go back to the original.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but that game is also like 10 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Once again, as I said, 10 years from now. Yeah. Last of Us looks fucking gross.
Don't ever fucking say that, Kevin.
I know.
I'm worried to say that, baby. I'm worried that like I feel like we're about to hit a point where video games are gonna be too good. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, this doesn't look like a video game anymore. This looks like I'm controlling someone, and it becomes like that game with like Bruce Willis or whoever the fuck it was. Where it was the, was it Bruce Willis or was it what's his name? What's his nuts? The guy that played Leonidas.
Oh, I know who you're. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, where you're. Like Avatar, it's not called Avatar. What the fuck was that game called?
It's like in your, he goes into the little machine and controls a real, like a robot in a real world.
Yeah.
That was, fuck. It was Bruce Willis. It was, damn it. Now you got me saying Avatar. Now that won't leave my head.
There was like Gamer or something like that was one.
Gamer was the one with Leonidas.
Yeah. And then his was.
Yeah. Gerard Butler. Thank you.
What Seriously. The fuck was the name of that movie? Someone get us with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, that's my worry is that like we're gonna go too far where it's like that's where it's gonna feel like that. Obviously it's not gonna be that. Hopefully.
Oh, God.
But like there's a part of me that kind of hopes that like we get to the point where we are now where it's like, man, that looks really fucking good. Like the environment and stuff looks like I'm looking out of a window. But there's something still very video game-ish about the characters or something because it's like I don't want it to be surrogates.
Surrogates.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Sub-Zero.
That's how I felt a little bit about, like, I'm playing, I booted up Horizon, and, like, I was like, oh my god, like, this could be a fucking photo, the world. Ashley walked in and was like, holy shit. I was like, I know.
I feel like I need to get on, like, on the Pro or whatever, because I'm playing on just a PS4, and while it looks amazing, it's still, to me, on the PS4, just regular, it doesn't look any better than what Tomb Raider did on my PC. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's on par. So like it looks real good, but I don't get what you're saying because I didn't. That's
oh not the yeah. So this one, unlike Uncharted, in this one you actually have an option to turn off the HDR instantly, and so you can compare what it looks like, and it's night and day. And fucking day.
So you know what I'm seeing versus.
Yeah, I've seen what you're seeing, and it's I definitely.
It's like, I feel bad,
but definitely
your son.
Get it. So, all right. So, anything else? We had Crackdown 3. We mentioned all that. We mentioned the backwards compatibility. They did have a really great showing. And then let's move on to Bethesda. And well, that was something.
Yeah. Way to make everyone, at least on the East Coast. I mean, think about it. East Coast, they didn't do till midnight.
Yeah, they made everyone wait to tell them. And they try to, my big thing, like I in the intro, I said, you know, we're going to charge for mods. That was Bethesda. They snuck it in like no one would fucking notice. They're like, we're going to give you this awesome mod creation center where everything can be downloaded directly. And then on one of the screens, you could clearly it has points that you can buy. It says buy more points. And then every single mod had a point to it. It was like, oh, you fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, like they're trying again. Here we go. Because remember, a couple years back, we covered on our podcast when all of a sudden, like overnight, Bethesda and Steam released a bunch of mods that you had to pay for on Steam. And it got to the point where like Gabe Newell had to like send out a sorry letter to everyone.
Yeah, and then they quit that shit. And now Bethesda's like, well, fuck it. We'll do it on our own. And the internet was not having that this morning.
No, they shut their shit down. And the way they tried to backtrack it was hilarious because like the way the wording was, they were saying something along the lines of, no, it's not paid mods. It's if you want to pay for mods or something like that. It's like, excuse me? I don't think you're understanding what you're saying there. Yeah, it's a shit show right now, and Reddit lit them up immediately. I mean, if you went to r/gaming today, /rgaming, that's all it was Bethesda memes.
Yep. But the only thing that really stood out to me for Bethesda was Wolfenstein 2.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein 2 was an amazing drop. For me, it was cool to see the VR stuff, but they were given VR information, and once again, they didn't really say if that's going to be like a full game that you have to buy separately, even if you've already owned Fallout or Doom in this case. And you know,
judging like by what they're doing with the mods,
it seems like we're going to have to pay a new $60 for it, I won't do. Like, I love Fallout. I'm not going to pay another $60 for it.
I think that they would give you a discount, right? Like, or add it in or something. Maybe it's like $10 or $20.
See, and there's certain games did that. Like, Dirt 3, they recently came out with a VR patch that turned the whole game VR. And I think it was like $20 if you already own the game. Or you can get like the game like pack with it for like $35. And it was like, that's reasonable. But I would not pay another full $60 for Fallout after basically playing everything. I put months into that game.
And then, of course, we had tonight, we had the Sony conference.
Oh, we had Ubisoft before that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I wasn't around for Ubisoft, so my bad. Ubisoft, you
Ubisoft
guys can...
Ubisoft was really good.
Yeah, Ubisoft today was a lot of fun. I got to get to my notes. There we are. They started off with announcing a Mario game. Mm-hmm. Mario and Rabbids, which is a Ubisoft little thing that they have that are things that they...
They're kind of like
Rayman. Rayman Raving Rabbids.
But they're kind of like they're kind of like the yellow dudes from
Like Minions.
Yeah, like Minions.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, they were around before the Minions.
Well, I know, but that's kind of what they're like, is that they themselves have gotten so popular that now they have their own games.
Yeah.
We're like the Minions were just in a movie and now they're so popular they have their own fucking movies.
Yeah.
So that looked fun. And it's a turn-based like fighting thing for Mario and the Rabbids, and it was very pretty. It looked fun. It had me interested in a Mario game for the first time in nearly forever. Mm-hmm. I am curious to see what Nintendo does tomorrow. This is one of those things where it's like, I'm excited to see the Switch get some games that actually look like they're worth a damn, because we didn't get that with the Wii U at all. And I also thought it was very fucking interesting that Nintendo licensed out their characters for another studio to make a game for.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
They haven't done that since like the Square Enix days.
And not only that, but going back to Bethesda, since we brought that up, is that they also licensed Link items to be in Skyrim.
Yes. Yeah, you can make your character look like Link. So that was cool.
So yeah, there was a little scene where they took the Link amiibo and put that on the Switch, and then all of a sudden Link's gear appeared in the game with your character.
Yeah. So that was cool. And again, there's a part of me that was like, you know what would make that announcement even better is if Nintendo's like, because it is an Ubisoft game, if somehow they're like, also this game is going to hit all platforms, not just Nintendo. But obviously they won't, because they want to sell Switches, but I also thought it would just be really fucking crazy if they were like, since this isn't just us and it is another person, like, because I think... We've talked about this before. I think Nintendo needs to expand somehow. And maybe it's not moving to another fucking console or whatever. It's definitely mobile. But they need to do something. And I think they need to expand. And that would be fun. I would play that Mario game on my Xbox or whatever. Or PlayStation, you know?
Right.
I don't necessarily want to have to go buy a Switch. But I would drop $60 on that game for something I already have. And then I have Assassin's Creed Origins and something else. You have Just Dance on yours, Kev. Did Just Dance speak to you?
No, it was funny because Just Dance kind of came out of nowhere, and then it was just a bunch of weird people dancing, but it started off with like these Sub-Zero Mortal Kombat characters coming out and dancing.
Yeah, it was like Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and like Reptile or whatever his name is. We're all fighting each other. What was the other? There's a third one. What was his name?
I don't think they were really Mortal Kombat people, though.
No, they weren't, but they look like them.
Yeah.
But they were, they were dancing, and like their chest face things...
Their LED lights were going off. Yeah.
They matched up with the thing that was happening. And
then they had some woman singing out of nowhere. Yeah,
and then some girl came out and she sang, and then...
It was a very WTF moment.
I fast-forwarded.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I don't understand what is happening. So that was weird. But yeah, so Assassin's Creed Origins, again, we got to see a little bit more of that. And I am sold. I love the Assassin's Creed games. I haven't played all of them because probably like the rest of the world, they got to a point where it's just like, that burnout. I can't do this. Like, this game does not, hasn't tickled my fancy. Although, like, Syndicate was fun, and I thoroughly enjoyed playing it. I haven't beaten it yet, but I enjoyed what I did get to play.
Yeah.
But again, you just kind of hit that point where, like, ugh. But this one looks fun. We're back in Egypt. We're, like, at the beginning of the Assassins, clearly with the name Origins. And they've introduced some new stuff, like the eagle or the hawk or whatever, that you can, like, warg into and mm-hmm. see what it sees and stuff. Like, that's fucking cool.
And you can poop on people.
You could, what?
No, I guess that was wishful thinking.
That's upgradable.
That's how you tag your enemies.
Yeah.
Poop on.
They just look on their shoulder. They're like, God damn it.
God damn it again. So that was really cool. And then we got to see some South Park future butthole.
Yeah, fractured butthole.
Fractured butthole.
Future butthole.
Oh, yeah. And there was one that came out of nowhere. By the way, that game's going to be awesome. And it's coming out in October. But coming out sometime soon is a mobile South Park game. It was like a card-based game, but it looked hilarious. And it was cowboys and Native Americans or something like that.
Because like cowboys and Indians. And, yeah, cowboys and Native Americans and cops and spacemen and like and clerics. And like it just like was listing all the different like types of classes other characters in the show play in this it did look like a card game. But it also looked like a turn-based fighting game. So I'm sure it'll be like, because there's like some DC ones and Marvel that are the same way. So I'm going to be all over that because it looked fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it looked fantastic. And I was hyped for that.
Yeah. And of course, like it's a Fractured Butthole that comes out in October. Mm-hmm. Super excited for that. And then, sorry, huge typo on my notes.
Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones, which is I thought was really cool, is that they essentially were like, hey, you know what was that really cool thing that we did in that Assassin's Creed game? Let's make a whole fucking game with that.
Yeah.
And so they took the pirate from Assassin's Creed Black Flag and have made a pirate game. And it doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily, I don't think it takes place inside of Assassin's Creed. There was no sort of tie to anything. It looked like you just get to be a goddamn pirate. So it kind of looked like a more mature, badass version of of that other one that we're excited about earlier.
The other one that we were...
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves.
And it looked legit. It looked really cool. Again, if you've done the Black Flag pirate stuff, it was very identical to that. There was some different... couple different things as far as, like, just how you did stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm going to shoot a mortar over there. And, like, it would... You'd go to like the person up in the crow's nest and they would be looking out and you'd see them like turn to look wherever the camera was looking. Like some of that was pretty cool.
And
but otherwise it looked pretty similar.
Harken back to what you said earlier about games looking like real life. That game, if you when they zoomed out, you'd just be like, oh, cool. Someone
I'm watching something on the History
Channel. Yeah, we're watching something that was recreated on the History Channel. Neat.
It looked really good. And you know, there was some of that too in Sea of Thieves. There was a part where they were fighting in the ocean and the ocean was going up and like the wave came up and like the moon was like behind it or whatever. And like it became translucent in a way that like water does. And you could see the ship or whatever on the other side of that. And it was like, wow, for a game that looks this cartoony, that is fucking awesome looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on this one, on Skull and Bone, there was new stuff for like when cannonballs would hit the water in front of you, you would see the wave,
oh yeah,
like expand and stuff. It looked so real; it was ridiculous. Yeah. Instead of it just being that like plunk, like water spray mm-hmm. effect that you used to see, it was like waves.
Yeah, the water effects were great.
Yeah, and they did the same thing with the waves and stuff, having that like kind of very realistic look to them. It looked amazing. I hope that they take from Assassin's Creed that you can actually get off the ship and go explore islands and do other piratey things, because all we saw was multiplayer, and that was getting in a pirate ship with your friends, having a bunch of you sail your ships and go fuck up people. Yeah, and then Ed mentions in the chat that the Kraken at the very end was awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. I was at work and somebody was asking me a question. I'm like, hold on, Kraken.
Yeah. That was really cool.
Yes, that was pretty much Ubisoft. And then the last trailer they showed was one that people have been waiting 15 years for, technically. Some people are kind of pissed about this because they found out it's a prequel and not a sequel. But beyond,
I saw that comment on your page from our friend over at whatever podcast he's a part of, right?
And movie then, films then, with Bill and Steve. Movie,
yeah, where he's like, yeah, he got really like, he's like, well, this can go fuck itself because it's a prequel. It just feels lazy. And it was like, I was with you, bro. It's been like 15 years, man. Like, I don't know how that's lazy.
You're getting. Well, something.
I think the thing about it was, I mean, like, they got the original developers back.
Yeah.
And like when he came out to that ovation, like he cried. Like the developer was in tears. And it's like, you know, this guy's been working his ass off and yeah, just trying to make this happen.
Emotional moment. And you know, like, and then he goes on to like thank the people at Ubisoft and stuff, like the president and stuff from Ubisoft, like thank you for this opportunity to do this game. Yeah, I was like, there's nothing lazy about this. Again, like if you have 15 years to do it, and I know obviously I haven't been working on necessarily the last 15 years to get it made, but like this isn't a game they rush. You want to know what game they fucking rushed? Like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Not Origin, but the one that fucking Unity. Unity. Yeah. That game. Yeah. That's a game that was rushed because it didn't need to be made, and I don't think it did anything for the series. It sucked, and no one played it because it was broken.
Yeah. Going back to Beyond Good and Evil, though, I can understand why Bill was pissed and why a couple other people are pissed about it. Because, like, I mean, it's the reason I compared it to Half-Life 3 was because people have waited so long because the ending, without spoiling anything, the ending leaves you on a complete cliffhanger. And you're like, what the hell is going to happen to Jade? You know, and all this stuff. And you basically, people have gone 15 years now without knowing that answer. And so the first thing they see is Beyond Good and Evil 2 and then find out it's a prequel and set in another universe. And they're like, what the fuck? They're like, you finally get the game like series you wanted, but it's like, you know, once again, it's like a new Star Wars movie's coming out that has nothing to do with anything that just ended, you know? Yeah. So it's understandable.
You could be like, getting nothing.
They have been getting nothing for 15 years.
Well, I know, but you could get another 15 years of nothing.
Right. But that's the thing is, I think it's just they're cautiously optimistic or, you know, once again, I think we all need to hear more about it before.
It was all CGI as well. Like they don't have an actual gameplay going on it. So, I mean,
We're not even going to see anything more about it this year.
Yeah.
If anything, it'll show like next year we might see a
that game's not coming out until 2019, guaranteed.
Yeah. But it's still good to know that at least Ubisoft is working on something.
Yeah.
Once again, not pulling the fucking Valve and not even acknowledging that there's a Half-Life 3 being made or was made or anything. Not even if someone flips a fucking switch in a studio and there's a Half-Life coaster somewhere or something like that. You know, like that's the thing that sucks is that like it's so quiet on the Half-Life 3 front. So it's nice to see at least a game like this get some kind of attention.
Should we move on to Sony?
Yep.
So Sony just happened. And for me, the most exciting things, it was cool to see Uncharted. They finished with that. It was cool to see Horizon. The coolest thing that stood out, the biggest game, was Spider-Man. That was so dope.
That was really cool.
It was really neat to see him flying through. You actually see the game mechanics. We actually got to see the transition between being in a building to being outside. It was seamless. They worked it really well to make it look like an actual movie to where you interact with it. The fighting looked as good as Spider-Man 2 back in the day. And the gameplay, everything is legit with it. So I'm fully...
It's very cinematic.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder because I know someone during our stream like kind of mentioned something. They were just like, I'm counting all the people that died. Like, I'm just wondering, like, if you miss some of those quick action sequences or what they're called, like where you have to hit, you know, oh, I'm running up the building, I gotta hit X to
quick time event.
The quick time event, thank you. Like, there's one where it was like, that's headed down a street. Like, if you miss that, is it like, well, you failed, we gotta start all over again? Or do you live with the fact that you just let 15 people die?
Yeah.
Because like I feel like if it's that sort of like quick time event where it's like, well, gotta start over, you know, even if it is just
it kind of takes you out of the scene.
it takes you out of the scene, and it kind of ruins that sequence. Whereas I would rather, I know it sounds terrible, I would rather miss it and like maybe have that somehow affect Peter some way, somehow or mm-hmm. something. You know, it's like
dark points.
Not necessarily dark points, but like, because he didn't do it on purpose. Like, if you try and you just fail, like you failed, he should feel like he failed. I don't know how you do represent that in a video game. I mean, obviously we have all these things where it's like, well, you know, you can make the decision and stuff, whatever. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like the Telltale games where it's like, well, I'm going to do this. Well, that affects that. Like, I'm sure that it's there. I just want to know. I'm curious how they do it, but I want that.
It'd be totally fucked up because, like, if you fail a lot at those quick time actions,
everything,
you're like sitting there in your apartment and then the cop comes in. He's like, Peter, man, like the body counts up to 200.
Yeah.
Well, how did you know it was me? The last time you failed so hard, you took your mask off in front of everybody.
Thank you. As much as
I think that would be really cool. I think like for those little things like that, because again, I'm the type of person that, like, you know, you miss it sometimes. I'm like, fuck, I just did 30 of these, and now I got to go all the way back to the beginning. Yeah. Like I'd stop playing. So, I don't know.
The other things. You know, I wanted to be more, like, hyped up for God of War 3. Like, I really did.
God of War 3?
4?
Or 4, whatever it is.
God of War.
Or just God of War. But what really got me hyped was Call of Duty World War 2. And I haven't said that about a Call of Duty game in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I can see that.
Those ones got excited for me. And then we saw an expansion for Horizon called The Frozen Wilds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And those
Shadow of Colossus.
Shadow of Colossus.
They made it like an HD. I don't even know if it's an HD remake or a full blown remake.
It looks like a full blown remake. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
But going back to God of War looked cool and it looked great. And it was definitely a different direction for that type of game. It's a little weird. I wonder if it's going to be co-op because, you know, the whole time he's got like a little kid with him. So.
Yeah, it's a good question because you see him in some of the scenes where they're fighting.
Mm hmm. So I don't know if that's going to be,
or it could be
their way of doing co-op or whatever.
Or it could be a lot like Left 4 Dead. No, not
Last of Us.
Last of Us, where it's just a companion who helps you out and gets you in those situations. Yeah. So,
yeah. Oh man.
Either way, I like the direction it's going in.
And Kev, I know
Days Gone.
Huh?
Sorry, Days Gone.
Oh yeah, Days Gone looks phenomenal.
That looked really good. We were kind of talking about this when we were watching it. Like, I don't know if I can handle these large, like group of zombies coming at me and stuff like that. Like, there's that part where you're thinking by, and I was like, I'd be shitting my pants in real life. not only in real life, if I was in a situation with a lot of zombies, duh, but also, like, me playing that game, I would be shitting myself. Like, because I can't handle that sort of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was really cool to see, and it looked amazing. I think that's definitely a game I'll be watching someone else stream because I can't do it.
I love that you can watch all these horror movies, but then when it comes to actually playing the games, you
can't. It's putting myself in the situation, but the fact that, like, my immediate reaction or actions affect the game is why I can't do it. It stresses me out. Whereas if I'm just watching a movie and I'm not affecting it in any way. Mm-hmm. I'm good. Same thing with like the VR stuff. Like we did that VR thing where it was the same thing. We're watching the VR trailer for what movie was that? Insidious 3 or whatever.
Mm, yeah.
And I was like, I am all fucking for this. Are you kidding me? I would absolutely watch a movie this way because it was goddamn terrifying.
Yeah.
But like, if I can't play a game like that mm-hmm. because again, it would be like directly affecting me in that weird way. But I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Kevin got really hyped over VR fishing.
So what happened was Final Fantasy 15 is coming out with a fishing game. But when I first saw the trailer, I was like, okay, cool. Finally, we're getting this Final Fantasy VR that we were supposed to get. There was when Final Fantasy and PSVR were announced last year at last year's Sony event. They were like, oh, yeah, the game is going to have VR features. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I've got VR now. Where are these features? And then they showed this whole video, like this trailer of them going fishing and everything. I'm like, finally, I can do this. And they made that a separate game. Go fuck yourself, Square Enix. Goddamn fishing. Go fucking blow goats.
All right, so that pretty much sums it up for Sony. Let's say, Kevin, you already said who won E3 for you so far.
Microsoft, dude. And like I said, this is coming from the Sony fan.
No, I agree with him. I think Microsoft had the best showing of the conference.
conference.
Same that thing. Is literally what con stands for, yeah. Jer.
Yep, that's I knew that.
Oh, boy. All right. For me, it's a tie between Ubisoft and Microsoft.
No, con stands for convention.
Oh, yeah, or conference.
We'll split it down the middle.
Yeah.
We're both right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so between Ubisoft and Microsoft.
I'd say Microsoft has a slight lead, and then Ubisoft second. And so... okay, so tomorrow when this airs, Nintendo is going to be having their conference, so we couldn't get that in on this show, but we will definitely, you'll hear from us on social media, or if you join our Discord, somebody will probably be watching that and giving their impressions. So definitely tune in for that. We appreciate you guys tuning in for this. I know that a lot of people may like the movie stuff, but, hey, this week is for the gamers. So, until next time. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And love, hugs, and all that bullshit. Breaking news, Destiny 2 getting an October launch date for PC. October, nice. October 24th, so coming a month after the console launch.
They say right now.
Huh?
That's what they say for now.
Yeah, for now.
That's pretty good. Good on them.
Yeah. And then it'll be just like GTA 5, and it'll be like a
next
year.
Next spring.
And a half later.
You know what's on?
Okay, this is the part of the show where we answer questions. So if you have questions, send them to us now. I think what we're going to start doing in the future is that we're going to start asking for these questions in advance. So you guys can send them to us on Discord or email or through Patreon or Facebook or whatever. And that way we have some ready to go. That way we don't have a bunch of dead air.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, shit. Right now, it's game five of the NBA Finals. And Golden State's up 122 over 108 with 4 minutes left in the fourth.
Oh, you got new champions, Golden State Warriors. Fuck the Cavs.
Yeah. Fuck them. Yeah,
fuck the Cavs.
Fuck LeBron James.
Yay.
So. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Cyberhog. Thanks for being you. And your son's awesome. And you, that means you're awesome because you made him. And you guys are both awesome. Congratulations on that.
Link posts, Sony, you owe me 1 hour of my life and $20. What a freaking joke. Did they charge for the Sony experience?
No, I don't know what I don't know where the $20 came from.
Maybe Sony borrowed it from him.
Borrow me $20.
Yo, you owe that $20.
Oh, it's pain and suffering.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because someone goes, $20.
Link loves him some Xbox, though. Like, he really, so I mean, I was ready for him to hate on Sony, but now I can understand. But he was like, you know, when Microsoft did theirs, he's like, it's the best. Like the last year when Sony or Microsoft had like a pretty shitty run, I think he was like, I don't care. It's the best. Fuck everything else.
Oh, he's a big Sony fan.
No, he's a big Xbox fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've gotten to the point in my life where I think we all, as younger lads, would fight for our console that we actually owned. But I've come to the point where I just want a game, and I want to play cool games, and whatever system is on, that's what I want to play it on, you know?
Yeah.
And mostly, for the most part, PC has it all that I want to play, and then there's some on Sony that I want to play, and there's a couple on Nintendo that I've been able to play, so...
I saw on Facebook, I know we've talked about this guy before, Jarrett, who is a giant troll and kind of an ass and all this stuff, he posted about something about Microsoft and the new Xbox and kind of like a hey, this is actually pretty cool for a console and stuff. And he, you know, kind of going through the stuff that the arguments that we've made for it and mm-hmm. stuff. It's like, well, are you going to spend $600 on a graphics card? Or are you just going to go $500 on a console? Like, you know, like I could see why people would get this instead of playing on PC, blah, blah, blah. And this dude starts commenting and was just like, fuck you, PC Master Race, piece of bullshit fuckers. Like it's just, it was so fucking just like mean. I really want to respond and be like, Jesus Christ, this cum-stained asshole is really a piece of shit.
Whoa.
Huh, Jarrett? Like, because this dude was just, it was, I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It was too far. It was just like, this is, no one is arguing about this stuff anymore. And if you are arguing about which console is better or PC versus console or whatever, fuck off. Like, yeah. People just want to play fucking video games and we're going to do it however we fucking want. I hate this rivalry bullshit. I think it's stupid. This war of the consoles and stuff. Like, I think we should be past that.
Unless you own a Switch, then you can go fuck yourself.
Well, yeah, stop supporting Nintendo. Like, stop supporting that shit company.
Quit giving them money.
Stop giving them money, because then they think what they're doing is good.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna see if I can find that post. I'm gonna read you some of the stuff that's too good.
Is there any other questions in the chat?
It's been a long night for you guys and us too.
Yeah,
so
we've been going for 3 hours now. So if you have any questions, let us know.
Our Patreon is going to be very. Our Patreon people are going to be very happy this week. Yeah. A lot of content for them.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever said that, Ed. But yeah, so this guy goes, Jared is just upset that his chosen console is not the king. Enjoy being a step behind with your superior hardware that has to wait for when the console developers decide to create your port for your gaming computer. Enjoy as a savior PC gaming, blah, blah, blah. But he was like, yeah, I'm on console, so I have to play the games I want to play when they come out, and you have to wait for the port. Okay. And he's like, and Jared's like, they come out for PC. Like, yeah. Most games come out on PC now. Like, I don't understand what you're... Unless you're talking about PlayStation, but those are exclusives.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Yeah, they all come out at the same time now.
Yeah, I get all the stuff. I don't understand. I mean, we get the... It was stupid. It was just... PC Master Race, if it wasn't so pathetic, I would laugh. What the hell? I would laugh anyway. It's just like... What the fuck, dude? What are you smoking? Your computer's a waste of money if your end goal is to say it's a superior gaming experience. At best, it chases the consoles. At worst, will you use it to rant about why more people don't make the same mistake you made?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just,
that guy is really salty.
Yeah.
There's like 26 replies, and I just want to get out. Because someone's like, because Jarrett trolls a lot. So some people are like, haha, stick it to Jarrett. But then he keeps going. And like,
you're like, again, I think like, he's serious.
Super aggressively. Yeah. Or even like Jared's like, I mean, you do you, man. It's cool. You buy whatever you're going to buy. And he was like, no, fuck you, PC Master Race. It's like, God, what are you?
What did they do to him?
Yeah. What are you talking
about?
He's like, I'm pretty sure you can tell the difference. Because so Jared does like IT work. And so he's like, trust me, I can tell the difference between 30 frames per second and 60 frames per second versus 200 frames per second. I can tell the difference between these refresh rates. Like, I deal with this stuff all day. And he's like, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be able to tell the difference if I had four PCs lined up. Like, do you really want to do this? Like,
are you going to buy the four PCs to do this?
All right, test it.
That's a hell of a way to find, like, to prove a point.
It looks like things have really slowed down in chat tonight. Maybe we just don't have that, that many Q&As, so.
Yeah, no one talking to us, so yeah. I guess we'll just see you guys later.
Yeah, we're going to take off. Thank you guys again for a wonderful night, and have a good evening.